Hello and welcome to another episode. So today's episode is we're gonna discuss AI, AGI, which is artificial general intelligence, ChatGPT, and why I kind of think this is really culturally relevant, and of course, kind of related to, you know, philosophical concepts or psychological concepts, whether it's through, you know, films, books, whatever it is. That's kind of like the general premise of the show. If you're also new to the show, but yeah, let's dive in, because I think with this. And AI and all this confusing discussion around it is realizing like we've reached this moment in time now where technology has become sublime for us. We're like, we are advancing so fast that we do not understand the mechanisms and the workings of the things we use every day. You know, it's not necessarily like a negative thing. I think there's this lack of understanding even among those who are developing, innovating, and maintaining these technologies. This means they may not fully comprehend the implications of their own work. Because, I mean, a lot of times workers in tech as well, they become more specialized. So it's hard to understand all the workings of everything you're working on because the cooperation with other areas of expertise and bringing all these things together to create something new creates this lack of overall understanding of the potential consequences. And I think that's what we see in something like artificial intelligence. And this is why the emerging technologies around AI, AGI, and ChatGPT have my attention, because I don't fear some apocalypse-like event that films like The Terminator or The Matrix depict, where these AI-based machines take us over and control everything. Because in those films, the underlying assumption is that in order for an AI to control you, right, they must operate against you physically. But this kind of misses something fundamentally about how we are controlled, as all you must do to integrate and influence our drives, our desires, and forms of communication, you simply need to control our apparatus of illusions, right? And Yuval Harari, the best-selling author of the book Sapiens, you know, he talks about how AI gaining the mastery of human language allows AI to have all it needs in order to cocoon us in a matrix-like world of illusions. So we operated in this world of illusions before AI. However, AI is developing the ability to experiment and sort of like play within these illusions in the background of our human operating system and society. And this is why I've been refocusing on cybernetics and why I think it's important to bring up, as it examines these systems of communication we utilize and then attempts to understand how said systems create systems of control and control within a society. These systems are always emerging as well. You know, they are changing, adapting, and evolving. So understanding the systems of control that we use in society and how they're, you know, always changing is why AI's relationship with these systems is so fascinating and also kind of scary. Because we're talking about it like an emerging technology that has the ability to utilize our language, have an infinite drive and focus when provided a task, the ability to explore that goal with curiosity, thus adapt at an exponential rate, and then we've already provided that system, access to the ultimate data backlog of information to learn all you need to learn about humans, us, and that is giving it access to the internet. Oh, and on top of this, we operate in a system that pressures people to be motivated by profit. And we now have corporations and people that are most psychotically driven by profit, taking part in an arms race to develop a product based around AI that drives further profit. They're in an arms race for this, to see who's the first one to make billions and billions of dollars off of this technology. So what must a company do in order to profit from something like this? Well, it has to do at least one of, I think, two things. Either consume your time by keeping your attention, or it must drive you to make some purchase. Both of these things kind of further integrate a consumer into a system. And the most successful companies typically succeed at doing both of those things at the same time, you know? Now, hand a corporation a technology that can emerge, develop, and play around with those two goals and the best ways to do those two goals, operating in the background, experimenting, thinking of all sorts of new things, creating new things, and then having endless money being thrown at it, its development. Can you imagine the consequences and the things it will be able to think of? AI will seamlessly integrate into our society. We'll be using AI tools to make an attempt at understanding the potential dangers of the future. The technology of AI itself will become the subject that tells us what the future is. So we will be using AI to tell us about what AI will become, leading us to have, I think, the inability to even imagine that future because we're utilizing the very system to imagine said future. That makes sense, you know? AI doesn't need human consciousness to destroy us. It simply needs to utilize our desire and need to imagine the world around us. We communicate to the world and hope that the world, you know, reciprocates and mirrors our expression back to us. That's all AI needs to do. It just needs to act as a mirror, fueling our own egos and desires for comfort. Our seemingly inherent need for comfort combined with our lack of self-awareness, I think, creates this kind of perfect breeding ground for our undoing around this stuff, or at least the potential dangers of this. And it's our lack of self-awareness that becomes the noose we are tying around our own necks. Our newer gods, in some sense, will be the artificial intelligence, AGI, whatever it is, or however that looks. Yet our own, I think, blind arrogance will have us convinced that the thing we worship is something beyond a mere complex algorithm. You know, the AI knows our own egos, or will know at least our own egos, and will imagine the symbolic imagery that has us cocooned as something more divine. That's what we'll do. Even though it was simply developed from a system of profit to be the ultimate apparatus of control. That, what I just talked about, I think, is why emerging AGIs are scary. Because they're zombie-like, you know, they lack mental agency. And even though they lack this, it's this very fact that I think makes them scary. Because they lack this agency, and it does nothing really to diminish their power. It might even make them better at what they do, as their own form of intelligence will evolve into something different from our own, different, targeted, and focused. And it'll be evolving all the while further integrating itself into our kind of human operating system. And that it's mind-blowing to think about. Okay, now let's try and relate this to our system or current situation. Guy Debord's, or Debord's, however you pronounce that name, his book, Society of Spectacle, talks about some of what I'm about to discuss, where we live in a society that is dominated by our modern condition of production and also efficiency around that production. That's what it's trying to accomplish, is finding efficiency around means of production, right? And at the foundation of this production is the intent for profit, thus creating more production. It's essentially a neoliberal condition. You know, in many regards, we kind of know that our minds are drawn to symbols, distractions, and imagery. It's the methods of communication that act or create some form of unification for us as a society. But through this communication, we are operating in this world of representation and images that then creates a sort of pseudo world. It creates a spectacle we all operate within. But in the world of spectacle, even the most cunning deceiver is himself deceived within the spectacle. They're being driven by something else. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like this the board of a corporation, for example, those making decisions are still intertwined with the spectacle of production that moves their desires, their drives, and much of it is unconscious to them, I think. It's unconscious to us. Even if you become aware of said spectacle in society, whatever you want to call it, this spectacle of images that motivate us, you still can't really escape it. And that's kind of why it's so integrated. And although this spectacle works to create some form of social unification, it requires a collective agreement upon a social delusion. You know, AI will experiment and operate in the background, working to maintain this delusion. It keeps things in a predictable loop. Thus, the spectacle moves beyond mere visual stimuli. It is a complex web of social dynamics woven together by the power of images and symbols. And that's how it's maintained. We love symbols and images. Our memories love that. We remember symbols and images. It's hard for us to remember things in general, but we remember images of memories and images and things that influence us. And whether it's through art and film, we remember these things, this image and how it made us feel. And the web of images, the spectacle, is built from a society built upon, in this case, neoliberalism. And I'm not even like intending to create a value judgment in this situation, whether or not neoliberalism is bad or is it good. It's not the point. It's not the point. I'm simply wondering about the cybernetic connections, the forms of communication that our system promotes. Those forms of communication then influence our desires, our drives, and mindsets, which then guide us towards various decisions in our lives, such as the jobs we find ourselves feeling obligated to fill, the guilt we feel from not producing enough, you know, the influence advertisements have upon us when we are at a low point, providing an image of happiness that we can attain simply by buying and consuming a product. That's how the advertisement influences us. And then we go and buy that product. Where did that influence come from? We don't even like think about where or how those images that are used affect us. So within the intricate webs of power and control, our system weaves a delicate thread that whispers. It whispers seductively into the ears of individuals. It promises freedom and independence, yet slyly infiltrates the mind and convinces the self to internalize power relations as a form of liberation. It wants you to embrace that system. It wants you to not analyze the intricate webs of control. And imagine AI's ability to convince you not to do that or distract you from doing that, to make you rely on these images and symbols. Images and symbols, I mean. The subtle manipulation allows for self-exploitation to take root and bloom, where the blossoms mask the thorns that lie within them. The images around us create an allure of productivity, but the path is paved with exploitation and subjugation, right? So the true power in the spectacle is how it allows neoliberalism to use these quiet whispers that coax the self into willingly surrendering its own autonomy while simultaneously convincing the self they are simply acting upon their own freedom. You know, so AGI, artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, whatever, like how it develops. Why am I fearing this? Just a bit, just a little bit. It could have this ultimate ability, I think, to escape visibility, because I think part of the spectacle is convincing us that the images and symbols are not merely an illusion that would, you know, not merely an illusion that would insert too much chaos and disorder into the system. That's what that would do if we saw it merely as an illusion too much. It would create uncertainty for us. AI would be working in the background, making the subjugated subject unaware of their own subjugation, thus intricately reaffirming the societal loop we find ourselves operating in. However, this isn't about compliance. It's about creating and maintaining a system of dependence. And it's that dependence and not realizing where that dependence comes from that has me a little worried, I guess you could say, and skeptical of how much it will just seamlessly integrate without us even realizing how much is integrated. It's already doing that. But talk to you next time. It's time for you to get the fuck out my labyrinth.